This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Launching into the third hour of the program, you can dial in toll-free, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, and you can call in about anything. That's the point of the show. We have been focusing on Customs and Border Protection here tonight. The invasion of your privacy that can happen at these checkpoints when you're coming back in from elsewhere as a U.S. citizen, even, they can search through whatever it is they want, not just your bag, but also your electronic devices.
And incidentally, the previous caller said that he wanted to contact his attorney while he was in custody. You actually do not have the right to an attorney while you are in CBP custody at the airport or the border.
Wow.
Yes. So even U.S. citizens are not able. You can call your attorney. They might take your phone from you.
Yeah, they don't want you on your phone.
Sometimes,
they're very paranoid about
that. Sometimes CBP will speak to the attorney, but it is at their discretion, and usually they will not.
Well, you haven't been arrested, right? You're just detained in that case. And in most cases, I'm not an attorney, but you are, Laura. As I understand it, if you are being contacted and or detained by an officer of the local police department, you're not arrested, so, I mean, you don't have a right to an attorney until you're under arrest, right? Like, if you're under detention, that means you're being investigated, that they purportedly have a reasonable, articulable suspicion to detain you, but they haven't arrested you yet because they haven't found probable cause to arrest you, so therefore, they have the right to detain you in a way that restricts your access to things like your phone, which means you can't call your attorney in that case. So the I have a right to my attorney thing comes into play once you're arrested, as I understand it.
That's
true elsewhere.
I looked it up, and the ACLU says what kinds of questions you have to answer at the airport.
Oh, thank you for that.
For U.S. citizens, the ACLU says you only have to answer questions establishing your identity and citizenship in addition to customs-related questions. Like, if you had a statue made of ivory, you're going to have to say where you got it.
Well, right, and another customs-related question that I was asked that I did answer was, how long were you in Mexico? And that's one of those like standard questions. So I left on February 6th, and they just want to make sure that you're saying what it matches up with what they have on their files, for instance.
Refusal to answer other questions may cause delay.
Yep.
But officials may not deny your entry into the United States if you have established your identity and citizenship. But once again, it is different for foreign nationals. Unless you're a permanent resident,
if you're a foreign national, you got to answer everything they ask you,
or they'll put you back on the plane.
Yeah.
But for permanent residents, they have to let the permanent residents in, but they might take them in and put them in detention until they see an immigration judge.
So that's good advice, and the ACLU, of course, obviously knows what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is also true at the internal checkpoints as well. I don't know how familiar you are with those, Laurel, but
I usually just answer their questions. I mean, it's
I will not answer their questions there. But some of that's true. Well, what I mean by that is, if you don't answer their questions, they can detain you.
Yeah.
But how long is a real question?
I say I answer the questions, but the questions, I mean, for me, and it may be because of my appearance, the question is, are you a U.S. citizen? I say yes, and then I go.
Yeah, I will say yes to that, because that's part of the, because there you're part of the problem.
Oh, I'm part of the problem?
Yeah, because if people, because you are essentially cooperating with these bureaucrats who are conducting unconstitutional searches. At least the ACLU would make that argument. I think they're right about that. Especially the internal ones. That's what I'm talking about here. The internals, not the actual border checkpoint, but the ones that are located within the United States, usually within 100 miles of the international border. And they act like, oh, it's just one question, it's no big deal. But that's the camel's nose under the tent. As people get used to being stopped, as people get used to being questioned, it's just one question. Well, it might become two questions. It might become five questions. It might become, show us your papers. you know? And so you have to stop the encroachment of government into your life as soon as it starts. And because most people just want to be let go, and Border Patrol knows this, because most people just want to get along with their day, they just want to make the connecting flight, they just want to get to where they're going, they're going to answer the question. 99 out of 100 people, probably 999 out of 1,000 people answer that question. And those who don't, well, they might get pulled over to secondary, they might be given a harder time, they might be forced to wait. There was an issue here in New Hampshire. They keep setting up the internal checkpoint in a little town called Woodstock. It's actually on the interstate where they do it, but it's in the north country here. And there was a candidate for U.S. representative, Libertarian candidate Justin O'Donnell, who went through this checkpoint. And, I mean, I have my critiques of how he handled it personally. I think that he should not have been arguing with these people because you're not going to convince the Border Patrol that you're right.
Right. You just refuse to answer and then you shut up.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead, he kind of argued with them and then they threatened him. They said that if you, you know, don't answer the question, we'll just sit you over here until you do. Now, that's not right. They're not supposed to do that. That is not the way they're supposed to behave. The ACLU, he recorded videos. This is how we know what happened, right? So the ACLU looked at that video footage, and they actually conducted, the ACLU of New Hampshire conducted a seminar on Know Your Rights at Border Patrol checkpoints. It was very, very good. I went there, recorded video of it. It's online. And this is not just for New Hampshire. This is good information for anybody, you know, inside the United States going through one of these internal checkpoints. So if you want to look it up, just go to the Free Keen channel on YouTube and search for ACLU border checkpoint and the video will come up. Very, very good stuff. Good information on what you can and can't do, what you should and shouldn't say, and how to handle it if you are going to refuse to answer that question. Very, very useful stuff. In our case, when we went through, it was during ForkFest of last year, which is the summertime camping festival that happens. It's decentralized. It's right before, it's the 5 days before Porkfest. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to happen this year as well. But they just so happen to set up the internal checkpoint during Porkfest. So we were about an hour's drive away.
It's fun for everybody.
Yeah, well, this is how libertarian, you know, activists in New Hampshire, some of us, actually do have fun. We're like, all right, let's go through it. So five of us got together in the RAV that I drive, and we had multiple video cameras, and we roll up to this checkpoint. So, of course, there's video of this. We roll up to the checkpoint, and as we're rolling up, now it's slow because they're literally stopping everyone. This isn't like a DUI check where they're authorized to stop every X car, right? So, like, they let some through, but they stop some. At this one, they stop every single car. And they ask them that question. So it's slow going. We're finally, you know, we're getting closer, getting closer. They're walking a dog down between the lines of the cars. Very intimidating. And they've got a bunch of men. They're set up there on the side of the road. And, you know, they're waving the flag and everything. And so as we roll up, one of them waves or like nods or salutes us or whatever. And then another one notices the camera pointing out the window and he yells, he vocalizes that, hey, these guys have a camera. And so as we pull up to the guy who's asking the questions, he asks the question. He says, are you a U.S. citizen? And I forget what I said. I said something like, I don't answer questions or something like that. And then he said, all right, well, I'm going to need you to pull over here into secondary. I says, is that an order or are you just requesting that I pull over into secondary? He says, that's an order. You're going to need to pull over here. So I'm like, all right. And so I was, you know, just trying to make sure, because a lot of times when a government bureaucrat says something to you,
they'll
like
say
the
it
police,
was a request later
right,
on.
Right.
Oh, I didn't order them. They, you know, I suggested it and they did it.
Right. And they have ways of saying things that sound like orders, but they're not actually orders. So like when a government you know, police officer says, I'm going to have to ask you to search your car.
Mm-hmm.
They're standing in front of you, looming over you with their hand on their gun. I'm going to have to ask you to search your car, Laurel.
Uh-huh.
Well, what does that sound like? It sounds like an order. It sounds like I have to search your car, but he's actually saying I'm going to have to ask, meaning I don't have any probable cause to conduct a search, so I have to ask you for your permission. That's literally what they're saying. But the average person doesn't hear it that way. So that's why it's okay. You can always ask a question to clarify these bureaucrats. So I start to pull over slowly across the lane of traffic. And that's when the other supervisor literally yells at his underling and says, "Nope, camera, move them on." And so we did not have to pull in the secondary, thanks to...
So there you go, bring a camera.
To the freedom of the press. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. head over to discord.lrn.fm. And big thanks to Travis, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. He is somebody who helps support what we do here on Free Talk Live to the tune of $10 a month. In his case, that's what it means to be a Gold Amplifier. But all we ask for is $5 a month. And whether you do 10 or 5, you get the same perks. So we appreciate people that do more. But if you can only do 5, that's still really awesome. And you get all the benefits by going to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC. And, again, you get some perks, and you help us out. You help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And we can get on more radio stations around the country as you do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, we got Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Laurel.
All right, gentlemen. And Laurel?
Yes.
There is something that's happened recently. It's one of those, at the State House, it's one of those only in New Hampshire types of things.
All right, let's hear it.
There is a... There were two attempts to put gun bills through that would either restrict guns in schools or they would allow schools to restrict guns.
Wait a minute. And, guns guns aren't already restricted in schools in New Hampshire?
Well, there are some restrictions, but there's no state law that says you can't bring a firearm into a school building. So I think many teachers quietly do this, and parents probably just... You know,
that's not federal?
They go in.
Like the gun-free
school
zone thing?
There's a federal rule or law that apparently is not, last I checked, has not been challenged that you can't have one, but
okay.
I don't think it's ever been enforced or challenged.
Huh. All right. That's cool.
What happened is they were having a hearing to discuss one of these gun bills. I don't know which one it was. It was either the full-blown, you know, making it illegal or just the one that would let the school district make their own policy. But apparently the New Hampshire School Board Association showed up and everyone's groaning, thinking they're going to try to take my freedom away. They testified against one of these bills, apparently, according to Granite Grok.
The government bureaucrats that run the schools, their organization testified against it?
Well, that's what Granite Grok is reporting. And I read the article, the Granite Grok article, and it was a little bit convoluted, so I couldn't tell exactly what did happen, but they're reporting that the School Board Association testified in favor of our freedom in some form or fashion.
All right, so,
yay, New Hampshire!
Okay, according to Wikipedia, the Gun-Free School Zones Act, GFZSA, is an act of the U.S. Congress prohibiting any unauthorized individual from knowingly possessing a loaded or unsecured firearm at a place that the individual knows or has reasonable cause to believe in a school zone, as defined by 18 U.S.C. blah, blah, blah. The law applies to public, private, and parochial elementary schools and high schools, and to non-private property within 1,000 feet of them. It provides that the states and their political subdivisions may issue licenses that exempt the licensed individuals from the prohibition. So perhaps the license in New Hampshire exempts you from the Gun-Free School Zone Act?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
This is not legal advice. We're just asking
questions. Yeah, I don't know this one either, because you don't have to get a license to get a gun. It's just for concealed carry, right?
In New Hampshire. But if, again, we're speculating here, right, based on just a paragraph in Wikipedia, if there's an exemption here, and it says there is, if a local state authorizes a licensed individual, then they can go on a school campus and not be in violation of the Gun-Free School Zone. So that might be one of the reasons to have a license, is if you want to carry a gun on a school property.
Right, so a teacher might want to.
Or a parent.
Or a parent, yeah.
All right. So, Dave, was that the good news? Was that the bureaucrats themselves were testifying against the prohibition?
If Granite Rock's story is correct, that's true.
They tend to be pretty decent, I think, in my recollection.
Yeah, they're really active lately too. It seems like I'm seeing an article from them every 5 hours or so.
Wow, good for them. All right. Anything else you want to share?
I guess I should clarify, since we've been talking about them so much, they're sort of a conservative / libertarian bloc in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Dave, was that it?
That is all.
All right, thanks for the call. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. He is definitely in the know when it comes to some of the activist things going on here in New Hampshire. Let's talk to David in New Mexico. So different, Dave. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you, tan line?
I didn't spend a whole lot of time in the sun, so I don't know if I've. I don't know if
no,
I'm
you
that
look
much
the same.
Darker.
You're not.
Ian doesn't tan. He's a vampire.
I think he just doesn't go outside.
No, I mean I was getting a little burnt the first couple of days, so I started to avoid going out in the sun too much.
Let's make use of your pal there, or the lawyer experience. Assess this. So I just looked at my email to get a date. It was back in this time in 2018 that the court-appointed attorney that I was assigned decided he didn't like me and he wanted to quit. Day one, he hadn't even started. He just entered his appearance, and then he didn't like my style, and so he wanted to quit, which means that he would have to file a withdrawal, and then the court would have to appoint the replacement. And so that was in February of 2018, and he finally filed his actual motion to the court, followed up by an order for the judge to sign to excuse him and withdraw from the case, and that was back in October of 2018.
So it took him 8 months?
Yeah. And in the interim, I filed a bar bitch on him at the suggestion of an unnamed attorney to remain unnamed, because the attorney fears her own legal system. Mm-hmm. That if she suggested to me to file a bar bitch on this
bar complaint
attorney,
right?
Yeah, her own language was bar bitch, and don't tell him I said bar bitch is what she said.
Actually never heard it called that, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, and this is New Mexico. There's more people are probably more inspired to call it such here in the state of New Mexico.
All right, so what happened?
Anyway, yeah, so I gathered by your reaction that when you said it took him X months.
Because he's your attorney that entire time, and so until he actually withdraws from the case, he is your attorney, and he's responsible for doing everything in the case. And it sounds like he wasn't doing anything, so yeah, you probably have a valid complaint.
Exactly. Now you've hit onto something else, is that I questioned him on the fact that he wasn't doing anything and had done nothing, et cetera, et cetera. His response to that was, quote, "There are no hearings scheduled in your case," end quote. And my response to him saying that was that the ball is in your court, sir. Nothing will happen in this case until you do something. The other side has what they want.
He's obligated to do the things that you want to do.
If there was something that needed to be done, it was his responsibility to do it. I don't know enough particulars about your case to say what that should have been.
So if you'd asked him to do something, in theory, he should have done that,
right?
Or resign.
Thanks for
the call, David. Appreciate it. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tens of millions of Americans have their eye to the sky as a powerful storm system barrels in. It's expected to spread ice and snow from the upper Midwest to the mid-Atlantic and through the Northeast. Weather Service meteorologist Jim Hayes.
Low pressure is developing across portions of the center part of the country, and what will happen is ahead of that storm that tracks across portions of the Tennessee Valley into the Ohio Valley, snow will break out across portions of the mid-Atlantic states, moving into the New York City metropolitan area very late tonight and during the morning hours on Wednesday.
The already crowded field of candidates running for president has grown again. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders joined the race to be the Democrats' nominee. He said his 2020 campaign for president will be a continuation of his 2016 run. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us. Here, you can bring us anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, whether it's gun-free school zones or the Customs and Border Protection bureaucracy. With you tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I want you to know that ForkFest 2019 is coming up. And it's coming up in about 4 months, as a matter of fact. If you go to forkfest.party, that's where you can learn more. Now, by the way, that is the unofficial website. Because everything with ForkFest is unofficial, because there's no one who's in charge of ForkFest. It's just 5 days at a campground, beautiful campground, Rogers Campground. Happens to be the same campground where ForkFest happens immediately after ForkFest. So ForkFest forked off from ForkFest, and so now there are two Liberty camping events that happen right alongside of one another. So ForkFest 2019 is June 13th through the 18th. The first day of ForkFest is June 18th. So as ForkFest is ending, ForkFest is beginning.
Do most people go to both?
Most people do not go to ForkFest because it's new, and most people don't even know it exists at this point.
Do most people who go to ForkFest stay for ForkFest?
I think so. There's a percentage of them who aren't into ForkFest,
mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of like a centrally planned event, whereas ForkFest has no planners. ForkFest has no official planners. There are potentially unlimited number of planners, because everybody can plan their own thing at ForkFest. So if there's, let's say, Laurel, you wanted to do a seminar on law, you could just go ahead and rent a tent or put up a, get a PA speaker or something like that and, have yourself a seminar on law. You wanted to have a musical performance? have a musical performance. And so people can kind of create the thing they want to do. One year, somebody threw a rave at ForkFest. This is going to be year number three. There's been a party that happens on the last night of ForkFest that Jim Babb, who's a Free Talk Live listener, has thrown both years. So some things have happened both years. But it's... Who knows what people are going to create? I heard that Jay Noon, who's one of our Wednesday night co-hosts, is going to be doing what he calls Man Camp at ForkFest. Last year, Jay had his wedding at ForkFest.
Oh, great.
So there's, you know, who knows what's going to be like in 2019, but now's the time when people are likely going to start planning these things. And ForkFest.party can connect you to our Telegram chat room, which, again, unofficial. You want to have your own Telegram chat room for ForkFest, go right ahead. In fact, last year there were actually two different calendars that were tracking different things that were happening. Some of the things were on both calendars, but not everything was on both calendars. So it's a little, it could be a little confusing, right? When there's
Why have two calendars if they say the exact same thing?
Well, there you go. Good point. Well, maybe one does it better than the other. Maybe one's prettier than the other, or it's easier to read. I don't know. Nobody's in charge, though, and that's what makes ForkFest different. ForkFest.party, there's a Telegram chat, there's a forum where you can interact with other potential and past and current ForkFesters there. And once again, it's June 13th through the 18th. Since there's no organizers, there's no tickets. So you don't have to pay a ticket price to get into ForkFest because there's no one going to be there to collect them. There's just nobody in charge. So you do have to obviously pay for your, whatever space you rent. So if you're going to have a campsite or you want to rent the hotel room on site, then that's up to you. And you got to do that separately with Rogers Campground. So whether you want to just show up and hang out with other liberty-minded people in the woods for 5 days or you want to create things for those people to do, it is up to you at ForkFest.party. You can go learn more about it there. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, so last year, 6,000 domestic violence victims were killed by their abusers, obviously using guns. So.
Okay.
Yes.
Victims were killed by their abusers, but how many abusers were killed by their victims?
Well, what I'm saying is that they used.
You didn't get that statistic, huh?
Violence. They had domestic violence, and they used guns to kill the victim.
Sure, but you didn't answer my question. What about the victims of domestic violence who turned the tide against their abuser and not necessarily killed the abuser, but stopped the abuse from transpiring by using a gun?
Well, I honestly do not know that.
You don't know that. And here's something I'd like to add in here before you go on. One of the reasons why you don't know, besides the fact that you haven't researched it, but one of the other reasons why is it's hard to research this. Because in a lot of cases, if a gun owner stops a violent crime, whether it be domestic abuse or robbery in the streets or home invasion, whatever it is we're talking about here, if they stop a violent crime with their gun, in many cases, it goes unreported. Because... You survived this, terrifying, traumatizing experience. The gun helped you equalize the odds in the situation. You scared off this criminal. You didn't actually shoot the person. It's a done deal. It's the end of the night. You're done. You want to go home. You don't want to go to the police department and spend a bunch of time filling out a report for some cops that probably aren't going to really investigate it that hard anyway. So you're just wasting your time. So a lot of the time when somebody successfully uses a gun to protect themselves, or someone else who's a stranger or their family members, it's just a success, and that's the end of it. There's no statistic about it. So anyway, go ahead with whatever you were going to say.
That is correct. But
thanks.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
But our state did pass, from what I was told, that we did pass the domestic, taking the guns away from domestic abusers.
Alleged domestic abusers or actual domestic abusers?
Well, I mean, if you have domestic violence, okay, and you're threatening, you're assaulting, and then
You have to be clear because if you've been accused of domestic violence, that doesn't mean you've actually committed it. You have to be found guilty legally in order for you to be someone who commits domestic violence. But there are people who will get their guns taken away simply on the say-so of the alleged victim. Now, you don't think somebody should have their gun taken away just because somebody said they did something, do you?
Well, I'm sure that in our state case, you have to have some evidence. And
are you sure?
Of,
also, a lot of domestic violence laws are being expanded so that they include things very simple, like maybe a shove, not something extreme when it comes to domestic violence, something that the person should not have done, for sure, but something relatively simple, like pushing the other person, then they get a domestic violence conviction and they can't get a firearm in a lot of states, depending on the state.
Well, also, don't forget that in a lot of states or cities or whatever, they have a mandatory arrest rule when it comes mm-hmm. to so-called domestic violence. So if somebody calls the cops into a situation where domestic violence has allegedly occurred, there's no proof necessary. The cops just have to go ahead and pick one. They just mm-hmm. have to choose to put somebody in handcuffs and take them away. They're obligated to do that. So it's usually one person say so over the other person say so, unless there's an obvious, like, you know, bruise or something like that where you can see that some sort of thing has transpired.
Also, depending on what rules and regulations you're looking at, domestic violence can include things such as isolation and
really?
Yes, and things like emotional quote violence. So they're expanding.
So like name calling.
Yeah, things if it makes you feel bad.
Oh,
so things that are not what you would typically think of as violence are now counting as domestic violence.
That's horrible, don't you think, Sarah?
Well, you know, I am a woman, and so that, you know, usually we don't report things and file things unless we do feel threatened. Now, as a man, you're a man, they say, well, they're just making things up because they just hate me. A man could say that. But also,
because it happens.
Wait, what?
So our governor, by the way, she did the sit-down, you know, the big protest of when she was a congresswoman and up in Washington.
I don't even know who your governor is.
Our governor. Well, I mean, what they all sat on the floor and they wanted gun control when she was a congresswoman. You remember that?
No.
Well, she was part of the city.
I don't pay attention to D.C.
Well, I mean, they had that.
I certainly don't pay attention to New Mexico's governor.
Also, the domestic violence of women on men is underreported.
It's very high.
It's high. It's underreported because the men are afraid that if they call the police, the woman will then accuse him of domestic violence, which is often what happens.
That's one reason why they might not want to call the cops. Mm-hmm. Another reason is just because, you know, it's sort of like the societal position of the man to not mm-hmm. report those things.
A lot of men are killed by their wives and girlfriends.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Domestic violence is definitely an issue between both of the
defenders.
It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time you spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time for you. If you dial in right now, our number is 855-450-3, 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to join us there, and you can call in about anything that you want. It's good to be back after almost 2 weeks in Acapulco. Anarchapulco was a great event, and, you know, we talked a lot to the attendees and the speakers at the event over the weekend, and that reminds me, I've got, like, I think 10 bonus interviews to be putting into our podcast, so you're going to get more Anarchapulco interviews over the next couple weeks, as I'll add them into the end of our show. So if you're a radio listener and you want to hear more from Acapulco, you won't hear it on the radio. You'll have to go and listen to our podcast or download our archive over at freetalklive.com. That'll be one way for you to get that information. It was a great event, good speakers, good vibe. People are already planning for 2020, and I said I would mention on the air that when we knew more about what they're going to be doing in 2020, and they do have the 2020 early bird tickets available already. So I think actually at this point, they don't even know when the dates are going to be. So they're just saying, hey, if you want to get the best price possible on Anarchapulco 2020, and I don't know if our code works. I haven't even checked that yet. But right now they're selling them for $345, and you know the regular price was close to $600. So you just don't know when it's going to be. So if you're flexible, right, like if you know you want to go to this event and you don't really care when it is and you want to get the best price, then go to anarchapulco.com/2020, and that will take you right to the pre-order page. So very, very cool. Great event, and I think 2020 is going to be even bigger. And kudos to Ron Paul for showing up and being awesome at this event. I can't say enough about Ron Paul. Coming in despite apparently a campaign to try to get the speakers of Anarchapulco to not show up.
Was he one of your interviews?
No, we didn't interview Ron Paul. But we have interviewed him in the past.
Okay.
So he's been on Free Talk Live. If you go to our guests page on freetalklive.com, so just go to guests.freetalklive.com, I don't remember if it was 2012 Ron Paul or 2008, but during at some point during I think one of his presidential campaigns, we did have Ron Paul on. But we get to see him, we get to shake his hand and take pictures with him, so that was fun. He just kind of took his sweet time getting into the auditorium where he was speaking.
He just seems like a nice guy.
He was so nice and so gracious to all of his fans. I mean, really, he's a great example to people. I mean, he's a great example on how to be gracious to people. He's a great example on how to be principled as a libertarian and how to stick to your principles. The Libertarian Party would be great if they could find a candidate as principled as Ron Paul. Unfortunately, they haven't come close. So, again, anarchapulco.com/2020 if you want to get your early bird tickets. And, I don't know, try the code. Maybe it'll work. I haven't, like I said, I haven't even it was giving a discount during 2019. It wouldn't surprise me if it's not active because we haven't made an official deal with Anarchapulco for 2020 as of yet. But I would expect that we will be there because we've been there for the last 3 or 4 years, and it's been great. So, 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Since we were talking about Customs and Border Patrol, let's see. Here's the rest of that story that I brought up earlier about the 29,000 devices that were searched. So 50% more electronic device searches were conducted in 2017 than they were in 2016. And again, if you're just tuning in, if you missed the discussion, we got into detail about how I was detained for 3 hours for one of these searches, two of these searches, actually, early this morning at JFK Airport in New York, up from 29,000 devices in 2017, up from 18,400 in 2016, and this was out of 397 million travelers in 2017 versus 390 million, so similar numbers of travelers. So it's a very small percentage of the travelers. I think it's like 0.006 or something.
But this really, they shouldn't be searching any electronic devices.
No.
Because I can understand they want to make sure people aren't bringing in fruits and vegetables and animal products because they can sometimes contain things that are going to destroy our crops. And that's actually very carefully controlled, and there's reasoning behind that. I can understand them not wanting people to bring in, you know, if they're getting on a plane in the U.S., something that could explode it. You know, I can sort of understand that. There are some things that they want to stop the trade in because there's endangered animals like ivory. Okay, so I understand all these things. Yep. For the electronic stuff, if there's some secret information or anything, they should be able to, like, if you want to get it from one country or to another, you send it electronically. It doesn't have to be, you know, carried in a device across the border.
That's the dumbest way you could possibly move something across borders.
Exactly. So looking in people's electronic devices does not make the country safer. Right. It invades people's privacy.
Yeah, it's just a straight-up privacy invasion, and you're absolutely right. Anybody who's a serious terrorist who wants to get information from one terrorist cell to another,
electronically,
is going to do it encrypted
over
an electronic means to where the government won't even have any idea that the file has been transferred because it's completely out of their purview. The only person that this kind of search is going to catch is the dummy, right? The person who's completely ignorant of anything. They're not a terrorist. You know, maybe they have some sort of porn on their computer that's illegal in, you know, the country or whatever. You're going to catch somebody who's got a, you know, a perversion or whatever. Oh, no, you've really got a bad guy now, right? Like, that's all you're going to get out of something like this is either somebody who's so absent-minded that they didn't, you know, that they left something incriminating about themselves on a device that they're carrying across the border, or they didn't even, you know, think at all in the first place. The Department of Homeland Security of the Inspector General report concluded that many of these electronic device searches, by the way, this is thehill.com, were conducted improperly without without adequate supervision. They wouldn't let me watch the second time this morning, or adherence to pre-existing policies. And there's a great article from the EFF that really gets into detail about these searches and why they're unconstitutional. And maybe I can share that later this week, but it's way too long for right now. Officers sometimes failed to adequately document these searches, leading to gaps in information available about how they were conducted and what they found on the devices, according to the report. There were also multiple instances in which officers failed to take the devices offline before searching them, a violation of the security protocol that requires internet access to be disabled during electronic searches. So that's a little bit of good news in this nasty situation with these searches, mm-hmm. meaning that if they take your phone from you, Laurel, and you let them into it, because again, you can choose not to, and then they just will take your phone probably forever. So yeah. if you let them into it, they are only supposed to search what's on the phone, meaning they're not supposed to go into your email. They're not supposed to go into your, whatever it is that's on the cloud, like uh-huh. your Google Docs or something like that, right? Uh-huh. So they're only supposed to look at the photos or the files that are stored on the phone. Mm-hmm. But here they're saying that, well, they didn't turn the phone off. They didn't disconnect the radio on the phone, right? So uh-huh. it still has the ability
to
transmit.
Should be in airplane mode.
So that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to put it in airplane mode. And actually, when I received my phone back from them today, it was in airplane mode. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that suggests that they were following the rules, but I don't actually know because I didn't get to watch it happen.
Right.
The OIG report recommends the Office of Field Operations more thoroughly document searches, consistently turn off Internet access before the search, renew equipment, ensure travelers' information is deleted from thumb drives after searches, and develop a better system to assess the electronic devices program. CPB agreed to all of the recommendations and said they've already made progress on some of them. This report was filed by The Hill in December of last year. But there's another report saying that Customs apparently, this is from nextgov.com, over 2 years searched more than 47,400 electronic devices, but failed often to delete travelers' information from portable drives, according to the Inspector General's investigation. So they downloaded information from these phones. They're supposed to delete it after they've conducted the search, but oopsie, they just forgot. How did that get there? Mm-hmm. silly, absent-minded CPB professionals. We just totally forgot. Or CBP.
CBP.
Professionals. We forgot about it. It wasn't our intention. We weren't actually trying to store this information about you. It was just an oopsie. You believe that, right?
Hmm. See, for the audience, Ian and I disagree a little bit on government. Ian would like to get rid of government. I think that it should be limited. I don't want to get rid of it.
I want to get rid of coercion.
However, and I'm not against CBP, but they do have too much power at the airports. This is excessive. We should be endeavoring to limit government whenever we can, and this would be a good example. There's people just not doing their jobs, and it's really infringing on the privacy for people.
All right, out of time for tonight, but maybe tomorrow we'll talk about the migrant that died in Border Patrol custody in Texas. Another one. Mm-hmm. More coming up here tomorrow. Meantime, freetalklive.com. Join us there.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.